AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden said he had a frank discussion with Chinese President Xi Jinping on issues that include Taiwan. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Following a nearly three-hour-long discussion with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Bali, President Biden told reporters at a news briefing that when it comes to China, the U.S. will
compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly.
When asked by a reporter if tensions with China could boil over, he responded,
I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War.
The president also doesn't believe that China is intending to invade Taiwan.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan.
Biden reiterated U.S. support for its long-standing One China policy, which recognizes the government in Beijing while allowing for informal relations and defense ties with Taipei. I'm Karen Chamas.
CIA Director Bill Burns met with his Russian intelligence counterpart to warn of consequences if Russia were to deploy a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. A suspect is in custody after three students were shot and killed last night at the University of Virginia. Campus police chief Timothy Longo says the suspect is identified as Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., also a student. School President Jim Ryan says shots were fired on a bus returning from a field trip.
Three of the victims did not survive. They were Devin Chandler, a second year from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Lavelle Davis, a third year student from Ridgeville, South Carolina, and Deshaun Perry, a fourth year student from Miami, Florida. All three were members of the football team.
Google has agreed to a $391 million settlement with 40 states in connection with an investigation into how the company tracked user locations. A school bus crashed and ended up over an embankment in Kentucky. 18 children and the driver were taken by helicopter or ambulance to hospitals with varying injuries. This is AP News. Roberta Flack has revealed she is unable to sing because of a medical condition. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Strumming my bed with his finger.
Roberta Flack has been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Flack's management says it makes it impossible for her to sing and not easy to speak.
I feel like making love.
Flack, who's 85, is best known for songs like Killing Me Softly with his song, The Closer I Get to You, and Feel Like Making Love. The announcement comes just as a documentary about Flack called Roberta will premiere Thursday at the DOC NYC Film Festival. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Pakistan has reversed a previous decision to show its Oscar entry, Joyland, and has banned it from movie theaters. The movie is a love story between a married man and a transgender woman and was a prize winner at this year's Cannes Film Festival. The movie's director called the Pakistani government's decision unconstitutional and illegal. It was supposed to be released this week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.